Mr. President, it's a real pleasure to join and partner with my good friend Senator Mikulski on this initiative to save American jobs, help American families, support the auto industry, and as she's just said, put America back on wheels. During these tough economic times, we believe this proposal will help American families afford the cars, small trucks, and SUVs they need to get to work, take their kids to school, encourage assistance needed to boost auto sales, and it will help save American jobs, help middle-class families, and support the auto industry. Selling cars again is one of the most important things that we can do to the entire auto industry by encouraging now tentative buyers, buyers who are worried about making the payments, to go ahead and purchase. This is the best way to get our auto industry back to work and provide the jobs that it provides. In my home state of Missouri and throughout the nation, car sales have declined sharply in recent months, and there will likely be a further decline as the economy struggles. Cars and trucks are one of the largest purchases for households, and most rely on some kind of financing to acquire the vehicles. By making interest payments and sales and excise taxes deductible, this program will help middle-class families afford the cars, SUVs, light trucks they need to get to work and take their kids to school. This should mean real savings to middle-class families who are struggling to pay mortgages or rent, buy groceries, and afford health care. This proposal also helps the struggling auto industry and millions of jobs that are dependent on them, auto suppliers, steel and glass manufacturers, and the car dealers. There are car dealerships in Missouri closing. They're shutting their doors, laying off workers, cutting jobs. Others are facing real squeezes, and they too may be facing this same crisis if they don't get people purchasing cars again. With our economy shedding hundreds of thousands of jobs over the past several months, it's critical that we act now to prevent further losses to an industry that touches the entire nation. Now, in addition to this tax proposal, I think we must take action to provide bridge loan financing to Detroit Big Three auto companies. The idea of getting government involved in the free market is troublesome and potentially dangerous to the health of our system. But I strongly believe that we have to act in unique times of crisis when millions of workers are in danger of losing their jobs. We're clearly in this unique crisis. We're experiencing a crisis unparalleled since the Great Depression. It is for that reason that I will not turn my back on the hundreds of thousands of Missouri jobs. Now is the time to act.